各位弟兄姐妹朋友们好。
Greetings brothers, sisters and friends.
今天我很高兴有机会跟大家一起在这里分享神的话语。
Today I'm very glad that I have this opportunity to share God's word with all of you.
刚刚我们已经念过以赛亚书第六章的经节。
We just read the scriptures from Isaiah chapter 6.
的题目是神的呼召。
The title for this preaching is the God's calling.
你们可能在想，
Maybe you're wondering，
为什么要选这个题目？
Why I choose this topic？
这跟我有什么关系？
What is this matters to me?
这几节经节是我们都很熟悉的。
We are very familiar with the scriptures we just read in Isaiah.
我们常常听到神的仆人、传福音的仆人们说，他们都是看到这个经节，感觉到神在呼召他们。
We often heard that the ministers who shared with us when God calling them to the full ministry, they said God used these verses to call them into the service.
因为这是一个很有力的经节。
These are the very powerful scripture.
可是你说我也不要去做传道人，跟我有关系吗？
But you might say, I don't want to be a full-time minister. What is this?Matters to me.
我认为这几节经节跟我们每一个人都有关系。
I think these scriptures are very close related to every one of us.
我们每一个人都是神所呼召的。
Every one of us are called by God.
可是你有没有深深体验到神的呼召？
But do you ever experience the calling from God?
我们今天来仔细的来分享一下。
Let us think about those scriptures today.
在这几节经节里面，首先神给他要呼召的人有一个意象。
In those above scriptures, that first God gave visions to those God is calling.
以赛亚看到神高高坐在宝座上。
Isaiah saw God sit in his throne high and exalted.
看到神坐在宝座上，看到神的荣耀，以赛亚有一个反应。
Seeing God's glory in his throne, seeing God sit in his throne, Isaiah has a reaction to God.
等一下我们可以仔细的来思想以赛亚的反应是怎么样的。
We can think about seriously how Isaiah responded to God's calling.
以赛亚对神的反应以后，他得到了神的安慰。
After he has responded to God, he sees God's reaction to him.
他经过神的安慰以后，神开始呼召他为神做工。
After God's consolation to him, and he experienced God's calling to serve God.
然后他马上对神为他的呼召有一个反应。
Then he responded to God's call.
我们每一个人是不是都经历过这样子一个过程？
Have any one of us experienced such calling?
多多少少的，我想在不同的程度之内，我们都有这样子一个经验。
More or less, maybe we all have experienced some calling.
所以等一下我们讲完了以后，我们可以看一看这个是不是跟你的经验差不多。
After I finish this sermon, maybe we can think about is this experience similar to me, to mine?
首先我们看一下以赛亚看到的是什么。
First, I want to share what Isaiah saw.
在我们所念的第一节到第四节，我来念。 当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，其上有撒拉佛侍立，各有六个翅膀，两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。这是从第一节到第四节。以赛亚看到是什么？以赛亚看到的，按照使徒约翰在约翰福音里面讲的，以赛亚看到的是神的荣耀。他看到神的荣耀，他也看到了神的主权。
Penian just read from verse 1 to verse 4, and Isaiah saw God's glory, and he saw God himself and his glory.
神高高坐在他的宝座上。
God sits in his throne high and exalted.
证明什么？
What does this say?
证明他高过一切。
It says God is above all.
高包括一切的属世的君王，一切属灵的灵性。
He is above all the kings on earth, and he is above all the spirits.
让他看到神所作所为是出于神的主权。
And he sees everything is coming from God's sovereignty.
神坐在高高在上，他的长袍充满圣殿，这不是仅仅是衣服，英文说是叫做 train， 是不是？中文的英文的翻译是不是一个 train？ 好像 train 应该说是火车，是不是？那么我们姐妹们结婚的时候也说穿的新闻礼服后面都有一个 train， 是不是？你们上次看这个英国的王子跟他的王妃叫什么名字？ Catherine 是吧？在他穿那个长的，有好长好长的一个，当他进入 Westminster 的时候，那个 train 那个礼服的长袍充满了，盖满了地上。这就是看到以赛亚所看到的，神的长袍也充满了圣殿，表示是什么？
And here the Bible says, not just God sat in his throne high and exalted, the train of his robe filled the temple. And we saw, you know, when the English king is married, his queen, Catherine, wear this wedding dress, has a very long train.
这个代表神的荣耀的充满。
This represents the God glory filled the whole temple.
神的荣耀是充充满满、富富足足。
God's glory is full and it's very rich.
它充充满满表示神的荣耀到处都是。
That means God's glory is everywhere.
它满满足足是表示神的荣耀足够你我所有的人来享受。
God's glory is full. That means that we can all enjoy God's glory. It's all enough for us.
同样的，以赛亚看到神高高在上，坐在宝座上。
And also Isaiah see God is sits in his throne.
表示他看到的是神的主权是无可争辩的。
And that says God's sovereignty has nobody to share.
也看到神的主权是没有办法可以抗拒的。
And no one can refuse God's sovereignty.
然后以赛亚要看见什么？看见撒拉佛势力。
And then Isaiah saw seraphs stand next to God's glory.
萨拉佛是称为燃烧的天使。
Seraph is called that the angels in fire.
有的时候英文把它翻译成 burn, burning, b u r n, burning. A burning angel. 这个是诗篇一百零四篇里面谈到说神以火焰为仆役，换句话说，神让侍奉他的人像火焰一样。
And in Psalm 104, here it says, God used the fire to serve him. So that means that the servant of this angel is just like a fire, burning fire.
这就表示撒拉佛侍奉神的时候，他有一个用英文讲是 burning desire， 有一个火热的心侍奉神。
That explains when Sarah is serving God, they have this burning heart eagerly to serve God.
同样的，火可以除罪。
And also fire can eliminate the sin.
所以撒拉佛侍奉神有一个功效是替神除罪。
So when Sarah serves God, they have this one functionality that help those sinners who eliminate their sin.
撒拉佛这里形容他有六个翅膀。
Here Bible says Sarah has six wings.
两个飞翔。
Two wings for flying.
飞翔表示什么？
What does flying
表示为神工作。
That means serving God.
两个翅膀遮脸。
And two covers his faces.
为什么要遮脸？
Why they need to cover their face?
因为神的尊严，神的荣耀，不管在人，在天使面前，我们都不敢看的。
Because God's glory and God's majesty that as sinners we cannot see God.
两个翅膀遮脚，为什么要遮脚？
Just two wings cover their feet.
这个脚在人的整个身体上看起来应该是最不干净的。
Feet are considered the most dirty things in human body.
我想只有近代的富人们穿鞋才穿鹿角头的鞋。
And only in modern days that women wear shoes that can bear their feet.
以前都没有。
In the old days, nobody bear their feet.
可是为了要好看，他去涂那个脚指甲，是不是？
Some men color their nails.
可是天使们把脚都盖起来了。
But the angels cover their feet.
也表示什么？也表示在神面前的谦卑。
That indicates the humble heart in front of God.
把我们身上最羞辱的部分全部盖起来，在神面前不要显露出我们在神面前的羞辱。
We cover our disgrace, part in front of God, so that we don't expose those part in front of God.
也承认。我们对神来讲，我们在神面前是卑微的。
And we also admit that we are lowly humans in front of God.
第三节说，以赛亚听见撒拉佛呼喊，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And on verse 3, that there's a calling that says, Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty.
有多少撒拉佛在唱？
How many seraphs singing this?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
我们知道不只指一个。
We know it's not just only one.
因为撒拉佛是用的复数。
Because here the seraphs is plural.
也很可能整个的圣殿里面充满了撒拉佛飞来飞去。
Maybe there's numerous seraphs filled the temple and flying in the temple.
他们唱圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，这里说了三次，为什么？
Here the seraph sings holy, holy three times. Why?
有人说啊，这表示三位一体。
Some people said this is indicates the Trinity.
其实一般的解经家认为这还不是最主要的表现。
But some of the theologians don't agree.
最主要的表现是什么在这里？
And what is the focus here?
三次圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，是表示神的荣耀是一切神荣耀的总和，就是神的圣哉，用英文讲是神的 holiness。
And the three times of holy here emphasize the God holiness here.
是他的荣耀的总和。
It's the total of his glory.
也是神荣耀的实质。
And it's the essence of God's glory.
也就是强调神的圣洁。
And here it emphasizes God's holiness.
我们也相信这些撒拉佛在唱的时候跟我们唱诗的时候不一样。
And we believe that when the seraphs are singing, it's different from we are singing.
在启示录第四章也谈到有四个活物也在唱圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And in Revelation chapter 4, and there it says there's the four living creatures also sing holy, holy, holy.
不管是那个活物在唱，或者是撒拉佛在唱，凡是在唱这个圣哉，圣哉，圣哉的时候，他们都像撒拉佛一样，用什么样子的心来唱呢？
No matter if who is singing this holy, 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 what important is what they're singing with.
他们用的是火热的心在唱。
They're using a burning heart to sing.
他们不是用很小的声音在那里唱。
Not just a little voice.
你看那个英文说 cried out, 好像哭喊一样的在唱。
And the English version says it, they cried this holy, holy, holy.
我以前在教会里喜欢唱诗的时候，总喜欢大声的唱。
I used to sing in church with a very loud voice.
我太太就跟我讲。
My wife said to me.
你的四音不齐，唱的又走调，何必唱那么大呢？
Your tone is not that good. Why do you sing so loud?
其实我相信，我们假如都大声的唱，你就是唱的不对，神也喜欢听。
I believe if we sing loudly from our heart, even though maybe the tone is not totally correct, but God is pleased.
撒拉佛们在一起用火热的心，高声的唱，和谐的唱。
When seraphs gather together, they use their burning heart to sing, sing in unison and praise.
唱到一个什么地步？唱到那个圣殿里的门跟门的根基都震动起来了。
When they sing, the doorposts and the threshold of the door are all shaken.
殿里充满了烟云。
And the cloud and the smoking filled in the temple.
烟云是什么意思？
What does the smoking mean?
烟云一般是形容遮盖神的宝座。
And those cloud and smoking that used to describe God's throne is covered by them.
你把你自己现在设身处地放在以赛亚那个状况之下。
Imagine yourself in the situation of Isaiah here.
就想象我们这个圣殿里面现在有很多的撒拉佛，我们都看到神高高坐在宝座上面，我们听到那个声音在唱，唱到这个门都窗都可以开始震动。
Imagine yourself sitting in a temple that filled by the seraph and the singing that filled the temple and the doorposts and the threshold are shaken.
我以前听 Chuck Swindoll 讲过一篇道，就是专门讲这个景象。
I once heard a preaching from Charles Swindoll, and he is describing this scenery.
这是你内处设身处地的时候，我们是不是也会像以赛亚一样，那心里有那种感受？
When you imagine yourself and put yourself in that situation, can you experience that same feeling as Isaiah felt?
神把他的荣耀显示给以赛亚。
God revealed his glory to Isaiah.
同样的，神也把他的荣耀显给很多人。
And the same, God also revealed his glory to a lot of people.
圣经里面记载，在使徒行传第七章，使提反做见证的时候，他说，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索帕大米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。
And in Acts chapter 7, verse 2, when Stephen was testified God's glory, he said, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran.
荣耀的神向他显现。然后出埃及记第三章第二节到第六节，这里谈到神向摩西显现，这里说耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。他说，我在这里。神说，不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。又说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
In Exodus chapter 3, God also revealed his glory to Moses as the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up? When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I'm the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God.
神的荣耀也同样显现给以西结，显现给使徒约翰。我们不必再看，我们都知道。我现在问一下，神有没有把他的荣耀显给你看？
God's glory also revealed to Ezekiel and to the Apostle John.And now I want to ask you a question. Did God reveal his glory to you?
有没有？有人点头。啊，我们有的人可能说我还不 sure。等到我希望把今天讲完以后，我们每一个人都很 sure。
I hope after I finish this sermon today and everybody is sure that they see God's glory.
神向他们显现的时候，向亚伯拉罕显现，向摩西显现，向以赛亚显现，都是在他要呼召他们开始做为神工作的时候显现的。
When God revealed his glory to Abraham, to Moses, Isaiah, Ezekiel, John, it's all because God is calling them.For a mission.
神要亚伯拉罕离开了本乡本土到迦南地， 要他以后开始做万国之父。
God asked Abraham to leave his own country and his homeland to go to a country that God wanted him to do his work.
神要摩西起来出去带埃及人出带以色列人出埃及。
God called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
神呼召以赛亚，呼召以西结为他做先知。
God called Isaiah and Ezekiel to be his prophet for him.
神呼召使徒约翰写启示录。
God called the Apostle John to write the Revelation for him.
神呼召你做什么？
What does God call you to do?
有没有？有没有想到神呼召我？我们每一个人神都呼召我们，呼召我们做什么？
God calls everybody.What does God call us to do?
为什么神要把他的荣耀显现给我们？
Why God reveal his glory to us?
就是要表现他的荣耀吗？
It's just to show his glory.
有两个重要的原因。
There's two reasons here.
第一个原因，神向我们显现他荣耀的时候，是神打开要跟我们沟通的，跟我们 fellowship这个门。
The first reason is when God shows His glory, He wants to open this fellowship communication between us.
他要确定我们对他的信心。
He wants us to be sure of our faith to Him.
他让我们知道我们可以依靠他。
He wants us to trust Him.
他让我们知道他是能有能力的。
He wants us to know his capability.
我记得我们以前很喜欢唱一首诗歌，那个诗歌的副歌是说：“唯我深知所信的是谁，也信他能保守我所信托他的，从这日直到那日。”并分，讲得很有道理，就是要确信。我们是不是确信我们所信的是谁？我们是不是确信神能够保守我们所信托他的？
Do we really believe what we believe? And do we really believe God can help us to persevere our faith?
神借着这个打开这个门，坚定我们的信心，也让我们知道他的主权跟他无所不能的大能。
And God opened this door, want to have fellowship with us, so we can have this assurance of faith, and so we can know that He is a sovereign God, can we can trust Him.
第二点。
The second reason.
神把他荣耀显现给我们，他的目的是要跟我们，让我们跟神建立一个感情。
The second reason God opened this communication door because God wants us to establish this close relationship with Him.
让我们对神有一个敬畏的心。
So that we can have a fearful God, a fearful heart to God.
然后神也可以很快的来装备我们。
So that God can equip us quickly.
所以我们可以替他服务。
So that we can serve him.
凡是要为神工作的人，都应该也都会跟神有一个熟悉的亲密的关系。
Anyone that serves God should have a very close relationship with God.
我们每一个人都希望能够体会到我们跟神是有个个别的熟悉的关系。
Everyone should experience a very close relationship with his God.
圣经说耶稣是大牧者，他知道他的羊。
The Bible taught us that Jesus is the great shepherd. He knows his sheep.
神认得每一个人。
God knows everyone that.
可是人也应该知道神的声音。
And also, people should know the voice of God.
从另外一点我们来看，神什么时候向以赛亚显现？
And another point, when did God show himself to Isaiah?
这个时间是很重要的。
The time is very important.
你看，第一是说当乌西亚王去世的那一年。
And the first point is when King Uzziah died the year.
为什么？
Why?
在这个时候，不在前也不在后。
Why not before or later?
为什么不在第一章就写，要到第六章才写？
Why he didn't write this in the first chapter instead of in the sixth chapter?
因为当乌西亚王去世的时候，是一个很重要的时间。
Because the time when King Uzziah died, that's a very important time.
也是在犹大这个国家一个最脆弱的时候。
And it's also the weakest time of the.Nation of Judah.
乌西亚王可能是在这个南北两国分立以后所有的王里面最做王最长的一个。
And the king Uzziah probably is the longest king that in the throne.
他做了有五十多年。
He was king for more than 50 years.
圣经上说他是一个好的王。
And the Bible says he is a good king.
换句话说，他所行的，在耶和华眼中看为是好的。
And what he does is pleasing in the Lord's eye.
很多那个南国跟北国的王都不是好王。
And a lot of the kings in north and the south, they are not good kings.
尤其是北国以色列，没有一个是好王。
And especially in the north country.Israel, there's no good king.
你回去可以看看 First Samuel, 撒母耳，撒母耳上，撒母耳下，列王记上，列王记下，你可以看到北国没有一个王是好的。
You can go home and read the book of First Samuel, First and Second, and also the First King and Second King. There's no single good king in the country of North.
乌西亚王给犹大带来很多的繁荣，
And King Uzziah brought a lot of prosperity.
使犹大变得非常的强壮。
And Judah, it was a very strong country at that time.
很可惜，因为他做得好，他国里面强壮繁荣，他到了晚年变得很骄傲。
Unfortunately, when he was old and he became proud.
神让他得了大马蜂。
And God let him suffer the leprosy.
他死掉了。
And he died.
乌西亚王死，对犹大来说，这是一个过渡时期。
And the transition time when King Uzziah died.
这也是 Chuck Swindoll 常常有他曾经有一个系列的讲道。他说这个人生的十字路口。
And the preacher Chuck Swindoll used to preach on this paragraph and he said this is like a crossroad of a person.
我们每一个人每一生都经历过不少的十字路口。
And every one of us experienced a lot of crossroad in our life.
这也就是犹大的一个十字路口。
And this is the crossroad for Judah.
在这一个过渡时期也好，在这个十字路口也好，他们感觉到非常的脆弱。
And they feel really weak during this crossroad time.
所以神向以赛亚显现。
So God revealed himself to Isaiah.
神告诉以赛亚，也同样的要以赛亚告诉犹大人。
God told Isaiah, and he also wanted Isaiah to tell the people of Judah.
他们说，神跟他等于是跟他说，你们的王乌西亚死了。
And God said, your king Uzziah died.
可是呢，那万王之王、万主之主并没有死。
But the Lord of lords and King of kings still alive.
在你们的王死的时候。你们要依靠的是什么？应该依靠的是万王之王。
When your earthly king died, who should you trust? your King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
就好像说一个国家在群龙无首的状况下，你要仰望的是谁？要仰望的是我们的神。
And it's just like when the country has no leaders, who should you fix your eyes upon? It's the God.
我们的教会现在是不是也在一个十字路口？
Is our church also on this crossroad?
快三年了，我们在这个十字路口。
And we have been on this crossroad for 3 years.
我们没有牧师。
We don't have a pastor.
我们是不是感觉到我们很脆弱？
Do we feel we're very weak?
我们会不会感觉到我们没有领导？
Do we feel that there's no leader in our church?
我们会感觉到我们没有信心？
Do we feel that we don't have any faith?
我们会不会很怕做错事会影响到教会？
And do we feel that if maybe we'll do something wrong so that I don't want to come to church?
同样的，神向以赛亚显现的时候，神也会告诉我们，虽然我们教会没有牧师，可是我们仍然有大牧者。
And it's all the same. When God revealed himself to Isaiah, God also revealed to us, even though we don't have a pastor, but we have a great shepherd.
我们有圣经。
We have Bible.
我们有神。
We have God here.
我们要信靠神。
We need to trust God.
我们要看一看，这个教会经历了多少神的荣耀，有没有经历过神的荣耀
？We need to think about it. How much glory we have experienced? Have we ever experienced God's glory in our church?
我们应该敬畏神。
We should fear God.
我们应该在神面前顺服。
We should obey God.
我们要很耐心的在神面前等候。
We should be patient and wait for God.
可是我们的力量是从神来的。
And our strength is coming from our God.
我们要有力量，我们要数算神在这个教会的恩典。
If we want to have the strength, we need to count all the blessings God has.In this church.
现在没有比任何一个时间是更好的时间让我们来数算神的恩典。
There's no better time than now to count all the blessings from God.
为什么？
Why?
这个礼拜四就是感恩节。
This coming Thursday is the Thanksgiving holiday.
我们现在是所谓的感恩的季节。
This is theThanksgiving season.
对我个人来说，感恩节是在所有的假期里面最有意义的一个。
To myself, that Thanksgiving holiday is the most meaningful holiday.
感恩节只在美国有，只在加拿大有。
There's only Thanksgiving holiday in Canada and America.
世界上就这两个国家庆贺感恩节。
There's only these two countries celebrate Thanksgiving.In the world.
加拿大是在每个十一月的第二个礼拜四，我们是在每个十一月的第四个礼拜四。
Canada celebrates Thanksgiving Day on the second week of November. We celebrate on the third week of November.
为什么这个有这个不同哈？
Why there's a difference?
等一下我们可以看到。
We'll see later.
感恩节在美国开始是一个宗教的传统。
And the Thanksgiving starts as a religious holiday.
从1621年开始到现在，已经慢慢慢慢，感恩节已经失去了宗教的意义。
And from year 1620 until now, Thanksgiving seems it's losing its original meaning.
感恩节在英国被称为叫。感恩节，感恩的日子，也叫禁食的日子。
In England, Thanksgiving holiday is called the day of thanks and the fasting day.
这个是在英国的宗教改革，大概在是亨利 Henry VIII 时候所设立的。
This holiday is established during the reformation of the Christianity, and it was established by the King Henry VIII.
不是他设立的，是他那个时间里面，在他做王的时候设立的。
Oh, when he was the king, the holiday is established.
这些清教徒从英国把这个传统带到美国。
Those pilgrims, they bring this tradition from England to America.
我们都知道，在1620年的时候，清教徒从英国坐了五月花出来要到美国。
We know that in the year 1620, the pilgrims, they take the ride of the ship Mayflower and to America.
他们那一段旅程有3000多里路，是很艰难的。
It's a very difficult journey. It has 3,000 miles.
他们到了美国是到了 Cape Cod.
And when they arrived in Cape Cod, America,
是冬天。
It's a winter time.
他们有一个非常很艰难的一个冬天。
They have suffered a very difficult winter time.
整个一个冬天，来的一时候102个人，冬天过了就死掉了一半。
When they arrived, there's 102 people, but half of them died in the winter.
当他们离开了 Cape Cod, settled 在所谓的 Plymouth, 不是我们这里的 Plymouth, 哈，是在 Massachusetts 的 Plymouth, 他们在那边 settled.
After they leave, they left the Cape Cod and they settled in the Plymouth in Massachusetts.
在1621年的收获以后，这些清教徒跟一些印第安人一起庆祝感恩。
After they have their first harvest in year 1621, they celebrate with the Indians together.
所以感恩节是在秋天收获以后的庆祝。
So Thanksgiving is a holiday that celebrates after the fall harvest.
所以有人说，因为加拿大比我们冷，所以他们提前两个礼拜庆祝收获。
So some people said, because it's it's cold earlier in Canada, so they celebrate 2 weeks earlier than us.
为什么我说感恩节在我来说是一个我觉得最有意义也最有情感的一个季节？
Why Thanksgiving is so special to me?
我们都是移民。
We are all immigrants.
我们当年到美国的时候
the time when we first came to United States,
我们也经历过很多的不同的挑战，不同的困难。
We also experienced a lot of challenges and difficulties.
那个时候我们到美国的第一件事是把借来的钱寄回台湾还掉。
And the first thing we came to United States is we saved monies and sent back to Taiwan to return the debts we have owned.
所以我们在做学生的时候可以说是一文不名。
So when we are students, we are very poor, we don't have much.
很多人做过不少的事。
And a lot of people did a lot of work.
有的人在餐馆里面就是过工作。
Some work in the restaurant.
有的人在厨房里面洗碗、收清扫。
Some work in the kitchen to clean dishes.
有的人在医院里面去清扫、去侍奉病人。
And some work in the hospital to clean and serve the patient.
有的丈夫念书，太太在去替人家看看孩子。
Some of the husband studies and while their wife look after kids for other families.
我们小孩子小的时候衣服都是妈妈做的。
And when I was young,
my children were young.
Oh, when my children,
I was young too.
when my children was young, the grandparents have made sold their clothes for them.
No. 当我小孩子小的时候，他们的妈妈，我的太太，得给他们做他们穿的衣服。
Okay. So my wife sold my children's clothes.
甚至我太太自己都穿的衣服都自己做的。
Even she wears the clothes she sold herself.
今天我们往回看。
When we look back.
我在想。1940年在北京有多少小孩子出生
I was wondering how many newborn in year 1940 in Beijing
到今天有多少人还活着
How many are still alive
我为什么能够现在在美国还能够活得这么好
Why I live in America and live a well living here
你不信的人他说什么他说我们奋斗出来的
To the unbelievers this is all because I work hard
对 Frank Sinatra 来讲他说 I did it my way 他说是不是可是我们的的确确的我们只能想到这是神的荣耀是神带领我们一步一步是神带出来的所以我们要感谢神
Indeed we should think this is all because of God's grace and glory God lead us step by step
我相信我们每一个人都可以经验到神的荣耀
I believe every one of us can experience God's glory
神没有像我在做梦的时候给我开一个意象
God didn't give me a vision during my dream
可是神让我知道我一步一步的脚步都他带着我
But God make me know every step of mine is leading by him
我们家里每一个人的一个人的脚步都是神的带领
And everyone in my family is leading by God
所以我喜欢感恩节
That's why I like Thanksgiving
礼拜五晚上我们唱诗的时候我们唱 Count Your Blessings
On the past Friday prayer meeting, we sing the hymn "Count Your Blessings."
你们打开诗歌本第377首。
Please open your hymn book.
我们不唱。
377.
我只要念第一节的句子的字 lyrics.
We don't sing, but I just want to read the lyrics from the first stanzas.
这里说，当你遇见苦难。如波浪冲撞当你忧愁丧胆似乎要绝望若把主的恩惠从头数一数必能叫你稀奇感谢而欢呼
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed when you are discouraged thinking all in loss Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
假如我们数算神的恩典的时候，我们就会看到神的荣耀。
When we count God's blessing, we will see God's glory.
当我们看到神的荣耀，我们自然会稀奇感谢。而欢呼
When we see God's glory, we naturally we will respond in thanksgiving.
然后我们现在来看以赛亚对神的看到神的荣耀，他的反应是什么
？Now we want to see what is the reaction when Isaiah see God's glory.
以赛亚说什么
？What did Isaiah say?
他说：“祸在我灭亡了。”因我是嘴唇不洁的人又住在嘴唇不洁的民中又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华
Woe to me, I cried, I'm ruined, for I'm a man of unclean lips. I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
当以赛亚看到神的荣耀的时候，他相形之下看到他自己的不洁。
When Isaiah see God's glory, he of course see himself as an unclean person.
可他为什么不说我是个罪人，我是个污秽的人，而他说我是个嘴唇不洁的人？
Why he not saying that I'm a sinner, I'm an unclean people? Why he say my lips are unclean?
因为没有一个人在话语上可以完全，这是雅各书里面告诉我们的，对不对？假如我们能够话语上完全，我们在话语上没有过失的话，我们就是完全人。
And because no one has a clean in his lips, if one is never sinned in his lips, then he is a perfect, complete man.
我们是嘴唇不洁的人，嘴唇不洁的人是出于嘴心里面不清洁的。
The unclean lips is because our heart is not clean.
我们的污秽的言语也就污染了我们，败坏了我们的行为。
Our unclean language that destroyed our deeds.
所以我们不配与神沟通，不配与神对话。
So that we are not worthy to speak to have a communication with God and to talk to God.
所以以赛亚在神的荣耀、神的圣洁的对照之下，他感到自己的羞辱。
So that when Isaiah sees God's glory, he compared himself and he sees his shamefulness.
所以他恨他自己。
He hates himself.
所以我们在神的面前都需要在神面前哀叹。
So we all should cry out in front of God.
我们看到另外一个人，约伯是一个正直的人。
We see another person whose name is Job.
他看到神的荣耀以后，他说什么？
When he sees God's glory, what did he say?
他说他要痛恨自己，并且要悔改，在约伯第四章这里说的。
And he says he will hate himself and he needs to repent. This is in chapter 4 of Job.
十八节跟十九节，他说主不信靠他的臣仆，并且指他的使者为愚昧，何况那住在土房、根基在尘土里、被蛆虫所毁坏的人呢？这里约伯是就是说，even 天使都被神认为是愚昧，人又如何呢？
And in book of Job, chapter 4, from verse 18 and 19, if God places no trust in his servants, if he charges his angels with error, how much more those who live in houses of clay, whose foundations are in the dust, who are crushed more readily than a moth? If God even takes angels as unclean spirits, how much more he thinks... How much more uncleanness he thinks the human.
然后约伯后来说，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土中，在炉灰中懊悔。
And then Job said, in the book of Job, chapter 42, he said, I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. Who is that obscure my counsel without knowledge?
那么在新约里面也有很多这样的例子。人彼得看到神的荣耀，他在神面前说：“神啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
And in the New Testament, there's many examples too. And the Apostle Peter, when he saw God's glory, and he said.Away from me, Lord, I'm a sinner.
这是记载在路加福音第五章，大家回去可以看。
This is recorded in the book of Luke.
还有一个很有名的比喻，路加福音十八章有一个税吏，有一个法利赛人，两个人在神面前祷告， 那个法利赛人在神面前很骄傲，他说我做的怎么好怎么对，我不但我做该做的都做了，我做的更多。
And also in Luke chapter 18, there's two person that pray in front of God. One is a Pharisee, another is a tax collector. You can read it when you are at home.
所以那个税吏的祷告，同样的，他在神面前，他连头都不敢开，他不敢看神，所以他在神面前意识到他自己的羞愧，在神面前忏悔，承认他的罪。
And when the tax collector prays, and he is not even dare to look at God, and he fell in front of God, and he asked God to forgive him.
当我们在神面前痛悔的时候，在我们神面前忏悔的时候，神会带给我们安慰。
When we confess and repent in front of God, God will give us comfort.
神怎么带给以赛亚安慰？
How God bring consolation to Isaiah?
撒拉佛带了一个炭飞到以赛亚，放在他舌头上，他就清洁了，除去了他的罪。
God let the seraphs bring a burning coal and touched Isaiah's lips, and that cleansed Isaiah's lips.
当他这个时候就说，他说看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
And here it says, when the burning coal touched your lips, your sin is taken away, and you are all clean now.
你有没有感觉到神把你的罪都赦免了？
Have you ever experienced that God has already atoned for your sin?
你假如有这种感受，这就是神给我们的安慰。
If you have this experience, that's the consolation from God.
在神把他荣耀彰显给我们，然后我们在神面前忏悔，然后神安慰我们，神安慰我们的时候，不但除了我们的罪，而且还装备了我们，让我们开始可以为他工作。
When God called us here, He not just reveal His glory, He alsoLet us see our sin, and so when we repent in front of God, and God comfort us and also equip us so we can serve Him.
所以在这里，神说：“我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？”
So now God asks, whom I should send, who I can send to serve me.
神没有说谁能为我们去，神说是谁肯。
And God is not asked who is able, but God asks who is willing.
假如我们说哪一个人有能力为神工作，没有一个人能。
If we ask who is capable to work for God, there's no such one.
要侍奉神，只要肯。
When we want to serve God, it's all we need to do is.
神肯使用你。
When God wants to use you,
神就装备你。
God will equip you.
你不会说话，神会把适当的语言放在你嘴里面讲。
If you're not good at express yourself, God will put the words in your mouth.
所以你看以赛亚的回答在第六章第八节的后半边，他的回答是什么？
So what is the answer Isaiah gave to God?
他说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
Isaiah said, "Here I am, send me."
他这个回答是很果断的一个回答。
This is a very firm answer.
是立刻的一个回答。
And it is a prompt answer.
毫不犹豫的。
There's no hesitation.
绝对没有考虑。
There's no much consideration.
他这里讲这句话跟前面第五节完全不一样。
This is very different from the verse 5.
他在第五节他说我灭亡了。我是嘴唇不洁的人，住在不嘴唇不洁的民中，是那么样子的悲伤，那么样的情绪的低潮。
And in verse 5, he is very broken-hearted. He cried that I am ruined, woe to me. And he is very depressed and shameful.
他充满了疑问。
He has doubts and questions.
可是现在，神跟他讲了，你的罪已经被赦免了。 萨拉佛来了，侍奉了他，安慰了他，他已经准备好了，可以为神工作。
But now, God says your sin is taken away and your sin is forgiven. And when Sarah come to serve him and he is ready to serve God.
现在让我再问。
Now I want to ask again.
你有没有经验过神的荣耀？
Have you ever experienced God's glory?
你有没有看到过神的荣耀在你身上？在你家里每一个人身上。
Have you ever seen God's glory on you or on you, the people in your family?
你有没有在神面前向他祈求、忏悔？有没有得到神的安慰
？Have you ever cried out to Lord to God, and have you ever confessed your sin and get comfort from Him?
这就是我们每一个人。所亲身经历的真正的神的呼召。
This is a true experience that everyone can experience God's calling.
我相信神在呼召我们每一个人。
I believe God is calling every one of us.
尤其我们这个教会需要每一个人的同工。
Especially this church, we need everyone's wholeheartedly serving.
让我们一起来侍奉神。
Let us serve God together.
好，谢谢。